A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, we receive from God whatever we ask, because we obey His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who obey His commandments abide in Him, and He abides in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit that He has given us. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. Little children, you are from God, and have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The word of the Lord. Our first reading today is about discernment of spirits. And it's something that I think we need constantly reminded of. Do we even believe that God has a plan for us and is communicating to us? We just celebrated the Epiphany. And do we believe that God has an epiphany for us every day? And how do we discern what is therefore from God and what is not from God? Because we get so many messages. First, this idea that it has to fit into our primary call. God is not going to tell us to do something that does not fit into our primary call. But then, God is also not going to bother to reveal to us to do exactly what we already know. That is, if we think that what God is telling us is exactly what we already know and exactly what we hope for, I'd be a little suspicious of that voice as well. Because God seems to confirm our hopes, to tell us, yes, what you want is what I want, but always in a little different way. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it works out, but never quite as I was envisioning it. And that's why God speaks to us. So today, let's open ourselves to discern the voices around us, trusting that in the things that happen in our day, in the people we speak to and the voices we hear, somewhere in there is God amidst a lot of other voices. And it's for us to discern what is the real voice of God so that we can once again today say yes to that voice.